Many a time, we know all too well that we're falling short, that we need to do better here or there in our lives. But it's so hard to have all your bases covered at once. Something, it seems, has to give. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So you cut a corner here, you make a compromise there just to get by. And on top of everything, if you believe in Jesus, well, he demands obedience. He calls us to love the unlovable, to set a godly example. The demands seem endless. So exhausted, you strive even harder, beating yourself up about all your failures. Yep. That pressure to perform on multiple fronts eats away at you. It takes its toll. If only I could be a better person. If only I could look a whole lot more like Jesus than I actually do. But at what point exactly did you come to the conclusion that it's all up to you, that you have to go it alone? To his hapless, traumatized disciples who'd seen him unjustly convicted, brutally crucified, and miraculously resurrected, Jesus said this, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And that Holy Spirit power is for you too, and for me, and indeed for anyone who trusts in Jesus. Power to be holy. Power to become the person he made you to be. Power to do good, to love, to shine his light into this lost and hurting world. You don't have to go it alone. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon you. Because that's God's word, fresh for you today. And if you want more of that sort of power, if you'd like to go even a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.